We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. And for our next segment, we've got some guests here in studio talking about an event that's coming up this weekend. And I have Susie Shaw, coordinator of the Manhattan Crop Hunger Walk. Good to talk to you here this morning.
Good to be here.
Well, let me turn your mic on.
Good to be here, Brandon.
That's good to talk to you. And she's brought in here with her as well, Alexis Heusler. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Obvious. Just pull that microphone just a little closer to you. It's been a while since we've had a lot of in-studio guests here, so I'm not used to turning on the mics. As we do a lot of interviews over the phone nowadays. But this is an event coming up on Saturday, as I understand.
That's correct. No, Sunday. It's Sunday,
Sunday.
October 3rd.
Okay. And so I'm not familiar with the Crop Hunger Walk.
Uh-huh.
Give us a little background, Susie.
Well, in 1946, a group of Christian churches came together, 17 denominations, at the end of World War II, when there was famine and need in Europe. And so they decided to call themselves Church World Service, and they sent food, clothing, and medical supplies to Europe and Asia. Church World Service does have a focus on alleviating world hunger, but it's also engaged in other efforts such as disaster relief around the world and in the U.S., refugee assistance, public health, and other services. Originally, CROP stood for Christian Rural Overseas Project because they were sending aid overseas, but now it CROP stands for Communities Responding to Overcome Poverty. And so it raises money for Church World Service that provides the relief all over the world, plus in the U.S.
Okay. So tell me, where are we? Where will the walk begin and end here?
We start in the back of the First Presbyterian Church. They have a little garden area there. And we come together about 1:30 to register for the walk because we have several organizations that have walkers. And then we start the walk at 2 p.m. We walk over to City Park and around the park, depending on how many miles you want to walk.
All right. Are there different options then for the walks?
That's correct. We give out maps at the registration, and then the walkers the walkers are getting sponsors to sponsor them to donate money to the Crop Walk, and they have people sign up and then give them checks or online. They can also sponsor a walker online, and then that money goes to Church World Service.
Okay, very good. Alexis is with us here. Alexis, how are you involved with this?
So I am one of the people who is going to walk in the Crop Walk, and I'm also collecting sponsors, and I'm basically like just walking for the organization and helping collect money.
All right. You look pretty young. How old are you?
I am 14.
14, okay. And so have you done this before? Is this something you've
done? Yes, this will actually be my sixth year doing this.
Oh, really? Okay. What do you like about participating in this?
I really like just what it's for and helping people like just around the world who need help. And it's also a really nice community thing because you can walk and talk to people you don't know and people you do know. And it's just a good way to help and learn about things.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good cause here, obviously. And we all have seen in the past year and a half, especially with the pandemic going on, just how much hunger does affect a lot of folks. We see it here locally. Globally, it's an issue as well.
Yes. A lot of people say, well, Susie, we have a lot of hunger, and a lot of people in this world need help, but we have hunger here locally in Manhattan. So why would you walk for the world when we have need here? And the good news is 25% of the money we raise with the Manhattan Crop Walk comes back and is distributed to 25% then is distributed to the Flint Hills Breadbasket, Ogden Friendship House, and scholarships for the community gardens. So those are all food-related agencies in our community. So if someone wants to grow their own food For example, at the community gardens, there is a scholarship if they don't have the resources to pay for the plot.
That's wonderful. And yeah, that's real money. That comes that's on top of what they already receive. So just an extra benefit for these organizations.
But we also have, like, for instance, with the recent trouble in Louisiana, there are Church World Services on the ground there. But they're also in Haiti, for example, right now, helping rebuild. And there are about 2 billion or 1 in 9 people in the world who don't have clean water. And so one of the major things they do in Africa, for instance, right now specifically Kenya, is they build wells there. But they don't just build the well and leave. They train people on how to fix the wells and run the wells. And many people in the world that have had to walk long ways, like 5-6 miles to get clean water, now they don't have to walk. They can, the children can go to school now, and the adults can grow crops, so they don't have to spend all that time walking. But our motto is sort of, we walk because they walk. So that's part of it.
Nice little tie in there. That's good. Well, and this is going on again Sunday afternoon here.
That's right.
What is it you need here from the community as far as participation? How is participation going so far?
Well, you mean what do we need more of? Or
I guess what I was trying to get at was just how many people have you signed up so far, and how many would you like to get?
Okay, I see. Well, I'm not sure about the individual churches or organizations until the day of the walk, because each one has a recruiter that's working inside their organization to gather walkers. I know that at College Avenue Methodist, where we go to church, right now we have about 15 walkers.
Okay. And so if someone's listening here today, or maybe in one of the news stories we produce here later this week, what should they know about how to get signed up?
Well, there's a website I can give them on how to register for the walk. If they want to just be a sponsor and donate for the walk, I can also give them a website. So in order to donate, it's very easy. You just go to Manhattan Crop Hunger Walk, and there will be a list there of walkers. And, for instance, you'll find Alexis's name and my name and several other names that people might recognize that they want to sponsor, and it's just whatever amount of money they'd like to give. And then if they want to register and perhaps walk, they would go to https://crophungerwalk.org/2021/Manhattan, Kansas. And we welcome everybody. I mean, you don't have to be a member of a church or an organization to walk. You can just come register, then come at 1:30 to the back of the First Presbyterian Church at 8th and Leavenworth, and you can walk.
All right. That sounds like a lot of fun here and a great community event. And we don't have too many of these on Sunday, so that's actually a pretty good deal. You shouldn't have too many conflicts. And the weather should be good, too, I would think.
We try to stay away from K-State football game days.
Yeah. Let me just check the forecast for that.
That would be good. We're hoping it won't be in the 90s like yesterday.
I think we've got a cool down coming here. So let's just see. Manhattan. Sunday we're looking at, there's a slight chance of showers, but 74.
Oh, that's ideal.
Yeah.
That's ideal.
So a 40% chance. So that means it could rain, maybe not. But rain or shine should be a big deal.
We usually have pretty good weather. In 2009, the high for that day in Manhattan was 13 degrees.
Oh, my. I don't think we have anything like that coming
anytime
soon.
That's good.
Hopefully so. All right. Well, this is a great event going to be happening again on Sunday. You said 1:30 is when you start?
Registration, it's at 1:30, and then the walk begins at 2.
All right. Alexis, is there anything else you wanted to say here before we wrap up?
Not really. I guess you can just sign up if you would like, and it's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, thanks for being here, and good to talk to both of you. Susie, anything else?
I can't think of anything else except it's just a really good cause. And I went to study in Peru when I was in college, and that's where I first really saw the poverty and the big difference between the way we live and the way a lot of other people in the world live. And that sort of got me inspired to do something. And this is, it's a complex problem, you know, hunger and clean water in the world. But this is something that I can do to help that problem here and all over the world.
All right. Well, it's a good effort here. Thanks for coming out and telling us a little bit more about it. We hope people will learn more about the Crop Hunger Walk going on here in Manhattan this weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brandon.
Stay tuned. More in Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.